This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Heavy gunfire broke out on Thursday in Beirut during a protest organized by the Hezbollah group against the judge leading the probe into last year's blast in the city's port. At least six people were killed. Dozens were wounded, most violent street fighting in the Lebanese capital in years. The exchanges of fire along a former front line from the 1975 to 1990 Civil War involved pistols, semi-automatic rifles, automatic rifles, rocket-propelled grenades, and much more. And they were gunfire echoed for hours, and ambulances rushed to pick up casualties. Sniper shot from buildings, bullets penetrated apartment windows in the area, and schools were evacuated. Residents hid in shelters. The chaos raised a specter of a return to the sectarian violence in the country already embroiled in multiple crises, including one of the world's worst economic crises of the past 150 years. U.S. health advisors said Thursday that some Americans who received Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine at least 6 months ago should get a half-dose booster to rev up protections against the coronavirus. The panel of outside advisors to the Food and Drug Administration voted unanimously to recommend a booster shot for seniors as well as younger adults and with other health problems. Jobs or living situations that put them at increased risk from COVID-19. The recommendations is non-binding, but it's a key step toward expanding the U.S. booster campaign to millions more Americans. They're still trying to get everyone vaccinated with their first dose, though. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton was admitted to a Southern California hospital on Tuesday with an infection, but he is on the mend, according to a spokesperson. 75-year-old Clinton was admitted to the University of California Irvine Medical Center Tuesday for a non-COVID-related infection. A second statement from Clinton's spokesperson said that the two doctors said the former president has been administered IV antibiotics and fluids. The UN Special Envoy for Colombia has now called for greater efforts to integrate former combatants who are struggling with access to land and housing and finding sustainable incomes and security. Carlos Ruiz Massieu told the UN Security Council that in discussions with former combatants, it became clear that in the early years following the 2016 peace agreement, the collective effort to boost regeneration and reintegration has been crucial to instill hope among thousands of men and women who until this day continue to bet on peace. He also said the ex-combatants remain determined to continue productive activities and be active members of their local communities, including participating in local politics and decision-making. He noted that this is called for the peace agreement. The U.S. State Department now says on Thursday that next month's presidential elections in Nicaragua have lost all credibility because President Daniel Ortega's arrest of critics and seven potential challengers. Starting in May, Ortega began arresting almost any public figure who disagreed with him. It includes people who fought alongside him in the country's 1979 revolution. On Thursday, families of 155 political prisoners said in a statement that their loved ones have been subjected to mistreatment and torture in prison. And the main lawyer for Myanmar's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi says that he has been issued a gag order barring him from talking about her cases. Suu Kyi, whose elected government was overthrown by the army in February, is being tried on several criminal charges that supporters say were concocted to discredit her and justify the takeover. A fellow defense lawyer has been summoned to sign an undertaking not to reveal information to the media. The order will choke off virtually all firsthand accounts of Suu Kyi's ongoing trials, which are closed to reporters and the public. The only accounts of the proceedings have come from the lawyers defending her and her co-defendants. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.